Your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Pleased with the overall response, the performance. I thought the performance levels were pretty good. The most important thing today was the result, and we got that in the end. So it took us a little bit longer to create the real good chance that we wanted. We had okay chances up until that point, but I always thought we were well on top of the game. And I'd say when the goal came, it was a well worked goal. Great ball in from Joel, and Shane Lavery's doing what centre forwards have done at this club for the last 100 odd years.
Andy Waterworth just took the run to create the space for Shane to get the goal.
Yeah, it's an important role for Andy when he comes on. And again, we wanted to freshen it up for the last sort of 20 odd minutes of the game, and we got that. Again, Andy gives you experience, he gives you knowledge. More often than not, it's been Andy on the end of it, but he made a good run and created the opportunity for Shane.
And at 1-0, last minute or two, it looked like Cliftonville were going to nick an equaliser right at the end, and a great block right at the death to keep it at 1-0 at that stage.
Yeah, it was a great block, an important block at the time, and I spoke to Mark Stafford coming off the pitch, and again, although at the time it looked as if it was a fantastic block, we should have dealt with it beforehand, so we got probably a little bit of luck having made the first mistake, probably two mistakes in the basically just a long ball up the pitch. And but credit the staff, he sensed danger, he's seen the danger and put his body on the line, which he's always done. So important block, because then if we had a conceded late in the game, then you'd probably run out of time to go and get a second. So it was a big block at the time.
Shane's in a rich vein of form, another two goals there today, one at the death to seal it. That's what you want from your strikers, isn't it?
It's important that you get goals, not only from your centre forwards and your attacking wide players. We've had centre half sort of contributing a lot of goals throughout the season, so it's important that, you know, for the belief and the self-confidence in the centre forwards, that they're scoring goals. Andy scored a lot of important goals for the club over the years. Shane Lavery's scoring a number of goals for us now, so it's important that you have people in and around them, the certain areas, the goal sniffing areas, and around the whites of the sticks, and that's where Shane got his two goals today.
He must be pleased with creating the chances today. I mean, their keeper made quite a few good saves, so you know we were positive throughout.
Yeah, you always worry, and sort of the longer the game goes, is it going to be one of them days? And I know Aaron McCarry, when he played here 2-3 years ago when he was at Warren Point, I think he saved everything until the last minute of the game when Andy scored. So he's a capable goalkeeper. He made good saves at important times for them. But, thankfully, we found a way today not only to score one, but to get a cushion of a second.
It's a busy time now. I know it's been a busy time, but that's one home game down, three more coming up. We look no further than Warren Point here on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we look no further. Warren Point are coming off the back of a fantastic result for them, beating Crusaders today. So it's important that, and probably for our own mentality and our own mindset, that it's probably important that we tuned in, because sometimes the worst thing that can happen is if maybe Warren Point had been coming off the back of a heavy defeat or a heavy loss, where we would have sort of maybe took the eye off playing Warren Point. So we know they're a good side. They've already beaten us this year down at their place. We beat them quite comfortably, albeit with, I think it was six second half goals that we got here. So we'll probably need to be patient, but it's important when the opportunities come that we're clinical and ruthless, and we get ourselves in front.
You made a few changes today, so it's good for everybody to get game time at this crucial stage of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Ken McLean missed out through suspension today. Cammy Palmer coming on after about an hour today for the injured Stevie Fallon, so Stevie will be assessed for Tuesday. Michael Newby making his debut today, again considering that, you know, as a lad probably not played football from sort of September, and I'm sure there's been supporters and people sort of querying why, you know, Michael and Cammy's probably not sort of been thrown into the thick of action. You need to be, certainly me and some of the younger players, if you need to be wary of the opportunity arising to put people in, because you don't want to put them into situations where, again, we're feeling a wee bit of the heat and the pressure, and we're maybe not performing their best, and then, you know, they come in and they maybe sort of go along with the rest of the sort of players playing in that level of performance. So Michael, I thought, was good today. Will improve. Cammy, when he come on for Stevie Fallon, showed how capable of a midfielder he's not only going to be for us now going forward the rest of the season, but going further ahead than that.
Well done today, David, and goes without saying, all the best against the tough 1-point team here on Tuesday night.
Cheers, Anthony.